Chapter 11. Neil leaned on the doorbell.
Come on, Tess, get a move on.
He glanced over his shoulder, halfway expecting to hear another gunshot aimed at his unprotected back. The porch light flashed on, and he cringed. That made him a target for sure. When Tess answered, he jerked open the storm door and stepped inside, pushing her back into the foyer. He shoved the door closed and put his arm around her, hustling her toward the living room. The television set blared in the background. Tess pulled back and stared at him.
What's wrong with you?
Someone shot at me.
Was that what I heard? I could hear it even over the television.
Yeah, they shot at me right out there on your front porch. Almost got me, too.
He hurried to the window and yanked the curtains closed.
Stay away from the windows. I'm going to call the police.
She glanced at the windows and then back at him.
They shot at you?
That's right.
Neil speed dialed the number of the police station. He talked to them more than he called his own mother. The phone rang once, twice, three times.
What was this? Were they all out on break?
Cedar City Police.
Yeah? Who's this?
Burke Palmer. Who are you calling?
You.
Neil paused to collect his thoughts.
So, who are you and what's the problem?
Burke demanded.
Sorry, it's Neil Vaughn. I'm at Tess's house. Someone took a shot at me, right out there on her front porch.
Hit you?
Burke asked.
No, but they tried hard enough. You want to come over and do your investigating thing?
He made an effort to calm himself. It wouldn't do any good to mouth off at Burke. None of this was his fault.
Yeah, I'm on my way. You know, this used to be a peaceful town until you moved here.
Right. I'll be waiting for you. Do you want the porch light on? The light that threw the entire porch in relief and made anyone standing out there a perfect target. Neil was lucky it had been off when he arrived. Otherwise, he might not be here to tell about it.
No, leave it off for now.
Neil hung up the phone and went to the foyer to wait for the police. Tess followed him, her complexion several shades lighter than normal. She reached out to touch him, as if reassuring herself he was really there. He forced a smile for her, hoping to ease her fears. She was too smart to be fooled.
Were they waiting for you, or did they follow you here?
He thought about that.
I guess they followed me. They couldn't have known where I was going.
He hadn't seen anyone, but it was dark, and while he had seen headlights several times, there was no way of telling if it was just normal traffic or someone trailing him. A police car pulled into the driveway, and Neil opened the door, watching as Burke and Stanley walked toward him. He stepped out on the porch, ignoring the itching between his shoulder blades. The men climbed the steps and stopped in front of him.
Okay, what happened? Burke asked.
Neil pointed to the bullet scar.
I was standing right here. Had a feeling I was being watched. You know how it is. You just know someone is there, even if you can't see them.
Yeah, I felt that way a few times, Stanley said. So, what happened next?
I looked over my shoulder, saw a light glinting off metal, and I dropped, just as they shot. That's where the bullet hit.
Looking at the raw scar, he realized what a near miss it had been. Whoever fired that shot meant for it to be fatal.
Tess stepped out on the porch, and he moved to stand in front of her, shielding her from the street. He didn't think the sniper was still out there, but there was no way he would take a chance with her life. She stared up at him, and he had a feeling she understood what he was doing.
Burke turned on the porch light. Stanley took a picture of the bullet scar, and then they all went in the house to sit around the kitchen table.
Tess pulled the curtains, blocking the view from outside, but Neil knew if anyone decided to shoot through the window, he'd probably hit one of them. After all, they were sitting around the table with nothing between them and the outside but a pane of glass and a flimsy curtain.
He told Burke and Stanley all he knew, which wasn't very much, and they left.
Tess looked at him, her lips trembling.
You could have been killed out there.
But I wasn't.
He pulled her to her feet, drawing her close, marveling at the way she fit in his arms. Holding her seemed so right, so natural. She rested her head on his chest, and it was like a shot of energy to his heart. They stood that way for a moment, not speaking. And then she stirred and looked up at him.